Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank God. Thank God to be in church. Amen. And I thank God that I know without him, I could do absolutely nothing. And I need him for all things. Amen. I know that when my back's against the wall, it's like a repetitive thing to me because, you know, when I first started coming to church, or when we first started coming, because I believe it's the same for everybody, we didn't know how to pray. We didn't know how to seek God. We didn't know how to hear the voice of God. We didn't know how to move. But there was something called faith that we all exercise. And God gave us, the Bible says, a measure of faith. And that measure of faith walked us through the corridors of life in Christ Jesus and brought us to where we are today. And I'm thankful that in exercising faith in God, there is something that understands, the Bible says, deep calleth to deep. And we understand that this is what we need to do. We didn't come to church. Most of us didn't come to church raising our hands and saying, thank you, Jesus. We were just observers. We sat down in the seat and we're just observing what was going on. And, okay, that feels good. And then one day, our hands went up. We were just observers sitting down in our seats and watching somebody else come up and testify. And then pretty soon, that measure of faith that God gave us brought us up in front of the pulpit, grabbed the mic and started testifying. Somehow or another, that measure of faith is keeping us today. Amen. And I'm thankful for that. So I'm thankful that when my back's against the wall, when our back's against the wall, that faith that we started off with is still there. Yeah. Amen. Amen. And we could stir up that gift of God. And we don't have to be ashamed because it's been 10 years, be 10 years in, 20 years in, 30 years in. And we get familiar with it, just like the children of Israel did. They got familiar with God, and they forgot what that measure of faith did for them. But sometimes we have to say, you know what? I don't care. I really don't care. And I'm going to cry out like I cried out when I first started. Amen. When I first started coming to church, I cried out because I wanted this thing with all my heart. And God came through for me. I didn't know how he did it, but he came through. I did my part. Faith without works is dead. But he gave us something to start with. And that start, that spark that started the fire is still here. All we have to do is just rekindle it. Precept upon precept. Add a little wood to the fire and watch it just go up in a blaze and see God work again. Amen. Tonight, if you're looking for a good message, I don't have a good message. I really don't. What I do have is a little bit of faith. Amen. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. You don't need a whole lot, just use what you got. Faith, faith, faith. Come on, sing it. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith.
what you got. Come on, come on, come on, faith, faith, faith,
just a little bit of faith. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith.
You don't need a whole lot, just use what you got. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. Amen.
I remember Brother Rutledge telling us in preaching one time. He said he was in his office. His mind was blank. He didn't have nothing to preach that night. And he was doodling. He said, I think he wrote, Rendell, you have no brain. And then an angel walked in and gave him a sermon about the brain and open up some understanding. Amen. Open up some wisdom. Tonight, I wrote in my infinite notes five letters. Faith. Amen. Faith in God will move mountains. Don't ever lose your faith in God. You could lose everything in this world, but don't lose your faith in God. This world will try to shake you to the core. It will try to tell you that you're a child of God and you're going through all this. Why this is happening to you? Where is God in all this? You're serving God. You're coming to church faithful. Faithfully, you're paying your tithes. You're doing all that you know to do. And yet still, chaos, problems. What's going on? Don't lose your faith in God. You could lose everything in this world, but don't lose your faith in God. Because your faith in God, when everything is gone, seemingly, when everything is taken away from you, seemingly, God could restore it tenfold because you exhibit faith. Amen. We could start from Genesis to Revelation, and we could read about how God uses people with faith to do the impossible. God is just an awesome God, and I want to always keep that in deep down in my heart that regardless of what goes on, how hard it gets, and I'm speaking from experience, because it seems like when it rains, it pours, and we don't like it when we get wet. It don't feel good. It don't feel good. I have a witness in the house, amen, that knows my trials and tribulations, and I lay in bed. And I don't want to get out of bed. Don't want to get out of bed because, oh, don't want to face anything. I just want to lay in bed and put the covers over me and say, God, you know. It has to be a dream, God. It has to be a dream. Why is all this happening? It has to be a dream. And then the situation gets so dire that I have to jump out the covers and start walking the floors. Amen. Start walking the floors and say, wait a minute. Who am I? We've been hearing messages after messages after messages. Who am I? When things are going wrong in your life, what do you do? Who are we? Amen. Who are we? This is when you prove to not only yourself, but to the enemy and to God what you're made of. Amen. Get out of my bed and say, all right, let me start walking and let me start talking. And, you know, sometimes you want to talk soft, you know. Oh, God, help me, Lord Jesus. I don't know what's going on. Oh, Lord Jesus. But sometimes that don't help. It don't help. It don't help sometimes. Sometimes you just got to get a little bit more boisterous. Okay, God. I don't know what's going on, but I know that you have everything in control. Lord, you know the situation, Lord Jesus. Come through, Lord. Come through. I know you've been there before. Come through now, Lord. And then the phone rings. Something else went wrong. What are you going to do? You going to stop praying? Give up? No, no, no. We don't do that. We keep on marching forward. We keep on praying. When the fire starts getting hotter, we start getting louder. Okay, God, come through for me. And I remember messages after messages after messages, but one of the messages that came to mind was, go back and look again, because it's going to rain. Go back and look again, because it's going to rain. God, what's going on? God, what's going on? What's going on? Lord Jesus, what's going on? Go back and look again. Go back and pray again. And then you see the cloud of a man's hand. Amen, amen, amen. You begin to understand that, and you guys heard me say it, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You begin to understand, all right, I see something. Something's happening. And then all the bad news, you get one good sound of good news. All right, it's happening. Something's about to break here now. Amen. It's about to rain. Clouds are getting a little dark. Faith on the move. Don't ever give up on God. We heard a message last service about it ain't going to the effect it ain't going to be night all the time. Daytime is coming. Amen. Don't give up on God. Yes. The enemy will try to rattle your faith. Right. He will try to get you in a position of shakiness. Right. Don't give up on God. Right. Keep your faith. Yes. Keep your faith in God. Yes. It works. Yes. If God can't pull you out of a situation, we're wasting time here. I'm telling you, we're wasting time here. I've cried out to God today because I feel like the whole world is just caving in on me. And then I had to ask myself, who am I? I have a wife. I told my wife, I don't want to hear no, oh me, oh my, oh me, oh my. I want to hear faith. I want to hear I could do all things through Christ Jesus. Don't you know, the kids, Erica, have exams and, oh, man. I said, I don't want to hear the whole, oh, man, it's tough. I don't want to hear that. I could do it. I'm going to pass all the exams. I don't care if it seems hard. You say a little prayer to God and everything's going to be all right. That's what I want to hear. And I'm telling them that, and I'm like, oh, God. They don't know what's going on. They really don't know what's going on. I'm trying to exhibit faith in them, and, you know. But then I started walking around. Those squeaky floors of mine. Oh, God, you know. You know. And because I know that you know, I'm going to be all right. Yeah. Amen. God's going to do something incredible. I know that. You know why I know that? Because 30-something years ago, I started this journey. I came out of something that God took me out of, and I really didn't know how he did it, but he did it. He brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. Kept me away from a whole lot of stuff that happened in like a 10 or 15 year span. And I missed it all because I was in the ark of safety. Amen. God knows how to protect and guide you through stuff if you just put your faith in him. Amen. He will. He will do it. So my faith is being tested, and I'm sure that your faith is being tested. So the message tonight is, stay with the faith. Stay with the faith of God. The one who started you is going to finish you. Amen. He's not going to leave you in the middle of the storm because he's an evil God. He's a righteous God. I mean, we have examples in the Bible. They toiled and they toiled and they toiled and the storm was raging. And they say, oh, God, you brought us out here for us to die? He said, oh, ye of little faith. If I brought you from the shores and we're in the middle of the ocean, don't you think I could get you to the other side? He will. If the enemy is behind you, Egypt is behind you, and I brought you to the brink of an ocean, don't you think I can open the ocean? He can. Just have a little faith in me. Don't worry about the storms. Don't worry about the enemy. Just keep having faith in me. Amen. He will see you through. So tonight I know that I'm not the only one going through this storm. But I got the mic tonight, so I'm going to testify and say, keep going forward. Don't let your faith be shaken by the circumstance that is happening in your life. Amen. It could be financial. For me, it's financial. And I rebuke that financial devil. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. And any finance that I have that is needed, I know God could take care of it. And it's dire. It's expensive. And don't feel sorry for me. Just wait until the testimony comes next time. God's going to see me through. He is. Because that's the God we serve. And you know, after I started, nobody was home. I made sure everybody's gone, everybody's out the house, and I'm home all by myself so I could scream as loud as I can. Amen. Without bothering anybody, without, what's happening, Daddy? What's going on? And I started crying out to God, and the more I cried out to God, the better I felt. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. The devil will try to cripple you because you stay quiet. Oh, man, what's going on, man? I don't understand this. But we have something inside of us called the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Bible said it's a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And once you let it spring up, man, it just does a whole lot of good in your life. It does. Amen. So tonight, you have something in your life Don't leave the service without screaming out to God. Break the chains. Amen. Break the hesitant of, thank you, Jesus. Get that out your mind, because when I first started out here, man, it was a lot of screaming, shouting, dancing. I mean, we went until 2 o'clock, 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. Just dancing in the spirit and having a good old time, just enjoying the faith of God. We did. And we saw things that blew our minds. You understand what I'm saying? So let's do our first works over again. Don't let the devil win. Matter of fact, the song says, don't let him drive. Don't let him sit next to you and say, you know what, let me take over a little bit. He does that when we don't speak up. He does. When we don't speak up, he, man, let me take over that wheel, man. And he will drive this car straight over the cliff. But if we speak up, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. He has to relinquish the wheel. Amen. He does. Faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit of faith. Faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit of faith. You don't need a whole lot. Just use what you got. Faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit of faith. I'm trying to muster up some faith. Faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit of faith. Faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit of faith. We don't need a whole lot. We just use what we got. Faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit of faith. Amen. In the book of Matthew 17, chapter, the 20th verse says, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Amen. Amen. You guys can be saying, I'm already preaching. I told you, if you're looking for a good sermon, you won't get it. Faith on the move. Amen. I tell you, I don't like feeling like I'm in the furnace. Who do? I don't like feeling like the lion. I'm feeling lion's breath next to me. I don't like feeling like it, Brother Tim. I don't like going through it. But we all have to go through it. But how you go through it is what counts. You understand what I'm saying? How you go through it is what counts. You could go through it as a coward, letting the enemy win, and saying, oh, man, I can't do this. We could go through it saying, faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. Amen. Go through it with a sound and a dance. Trusting in God. Because my God says he will never leave me nor forsake me. That's a promise. That's a promise from God. Yes, it is. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In Mark, chapter 4, I figure I'd give you a little scripture too, because the word is always right. Mark chapter 4, verse 40. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. Five letters. And it means so much. So it could change your whole, what's the word, that trajectory? Of life. I didn't go to college. It could change your whole attitude. It could change your whole direction. Five letters. Faith. Big stuff. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were made. Through what? Man. Five letters. Just like Jesus. Changed the whole world. Faith. Don't lose it. Don't lose it. I told my daughter she has and I say this because it's easy to tell somebody something. It's easy to preach to somebody, but when you're going through it, it seems like your ears get clogged, your heart get heavy, and your eyes get closed. You don't want to hear, see, or know nothing because nobody knows what you're going through, not even God. But somebody else is going through something. Oh, sister, let me tell you, God could do it. He could make a way. Oh, just trusting God, he's able. But when you're going through it, I don't want to hear nothing. Faith. Powerful. Powerful. My daughter has a fear problem. From small, she has a fear problem. I told her, listen, pray. Pray. And have faith in God. That God will take that away from you. Because fear is torment. I had a fear problem when I was growing up. Scared of the dark. Couldn't catch me outside after 6. Anytime that street light went down or came up, I was inside. Because shadows scared me. You know why shadows scared me? One guy I remember from a child, he scared me. He used to drive his car around the corner and so on. See him, he used to jump out of his car. I'm gonna get you. And he used to chase me. I used to. So the nighttime used to scare me. Somebody's gonna get me. Until one night, my uncle passed away in the wee hours in the morning. And I was at my cousin's house, my uncle's house, on my grandmother's property. And my uncle was at my grandmother's house. And my other uncle came and said, oh, crying. Uncle just passed away. Man, I love that uncle. Everybody was laying, you know, ready for bed. It was nighttime. When he said that, I just jumped out and just ran through the darkness straight to my grandmother's house. It was, you know, my grandmother got a big, big portion of land, good portion of land. After that, I was never scared of the dark no more. Ain't nothing, you know. But you have to pray to God in faith, believing that he could take away all things. And I told her that. And she's coming to a church that preaches faith. And we read in the Bible, faith could move mountains. You say to this mountain, be removed. And it shall be removed. And Jesus is saying, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? You think Goliath's going to kill you? You think he's going to win? Where is your faith? You think this problem is going to defeat you? Where is your faith? You think you can't overcome this situation? Where is your faith that you once exhibit when you came to me, when you didn't know me? Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus. And those hands that never was lifted before, through faith, you lifted. Yes. Amen. And something happened when you lifted those hands. Right. Something happened when you opened those mouths and came up and grabbed the mic and said, I'm scared. I'm a little timid, but I want to thank God to be here tonight. And and you started exalting the wonderful God that you proclaim that you have found. Amen. Faith. Why are you so fearful all of a sudden that God is not going to do it? Have faith in God. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. You don't need a whole lot, just use what you got. Come on. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. Faith is a grain of a mustard seed. I was told that's real small. It works. Amen. Luke chapter 5. I hope I'm making a little bit of sense. And I hope that I'm stirring up again that faith that was once given unto you. That no matter what is going on in this life, God could see you through. He can, and he will. Just believe. Luke chapter 5, verse 20, it reads, and when he saw their faith, he said unto him, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. And when he saw their faith, just reading little bits and pieces. But if you read the whole account, you'll understand just a little bit of faith works. Just a little bit. You know, the Bible talks about when we see the old enemy, we'll say, well, that thing that deceived the world, that insignificant creature deceived the world. Had a shook. I don't know what's going on. Oh my God. And when we see him, we'd be like, oh man. You understand what I'm saying? But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't feel like that. They were like, you know what? Make it a little hotter. I'm going to dance because I know Jesus is going to be in the midst of my situation. He never leave me, never forsake me. Come on, lions. You can roar as loud as you want to. You're not going to hurt me. I'm going to end up petting you. Here you go. Because we serve a mighty God. Amen. We serve a mighty God. How many believe we serve a mighty God? Amen. How many believe that we could do all things through Christ who strengthens us? We just need to exhibit just a little bit of faith. Just a little bit of faith. And God will see us through. Amen. I've made some faith statements in the past, and God has seen them through, and I'm making some again, building up some memorials. Brother Mike, when I was in dire need of God, he came through. He came through. When you was in dire need of God, he came through for you. He was always there. When you called on him in a time of trouble and you didn't know what or how it was going to come through, he came through for you. He's going to do it again. He's going to do it again. Amen. The Bible says, well, Job says in the Bible, naked I came, naked I go. But blessed be the name of my Lord. Have faith in God, church. And with this faith, like I said, don't be bashful. Because the devil is not bashful. You see how he pokes us and, oh God, you have a hedge around him. Let me just hurt his body. He wants to make us scream out in agony. Oh! Well, that same voice that we scream out in agony with, open that same vocal cords and scream out the name of Jesus. Amen. Give God some praise in the midst of your agony. Yeah. He's looking for a scream. Give him a scream. Yeah. Jesus! Yeah. You're able! Man, God is good. Though you slay me, yet will I praise him. Bring it on, devil. Bring it on, devil. Amen. I'm going to dance and I'm going to shout. Amen. I'm going to just trust God through it all. I'm going to show you that my faith is greater than the problem. Weeping may endure for a night. I'm going to cry now. I'm going to be sorrowful now. But in the morning, I'm going to be laughing. Because joy comes in the morning. Because I exhibit some faith in God that says I can do all things, Lord, through Christ that strengthens me. So come on, bring it on. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. Faith could change your direction. If you open your mouth and cry to God, if you just touch the hem of his garment, if you break a roof and hoist up your friend, amen. If you touch the brink of the water, if you speak to the rock, amen. If you cry out, God's going to come through with a little bit of faith. Amen. The message for tonight is faith. Five letters. It ain't a pretty message, but it's a truth message. Exhibit your faith in God. Don't let the devil win. Don't let him drive. Don't let him be a passenger. Don't let him hitchhike. Put your foot to the metal and keep it going. Don't look back. You look back, you're going to turn into a pillar of salt, and you will be good for nothing. But if you keep your eyes, amen. If you keep your eyes and you keep going forward, God's going to make a way. Amen, he will. He's going to make a way. When it seems to be no way, faith makes a way. I don't know why you have me to sacrifice my only beloved, but I'm going to do it. Faith's going to make a way. I don't know how this is going to, I don't know how I'm going to do this, Lord. But I know faith's going to make a way. I don't know how this problem's going to leave me, Lord. But I know faith's going to make a way. I don't know how I'm going to face this situation tomorrow, Lord. But I know faith's going to make a way. Amen. I want to see this one. I want to see this one saved, Lord. I don't know how it's going to happen. Faith's going to make a way. Faith's going to make a way. Anybody have faith tonight? Anybody want to kick the devil in his teeth one more time? Let's stand up and give God a praise. Amen. Let's give God some praise tonight. Let's exhibit some praise, some faith that God's going to make a way. God's going to open up the floodgates of heaven. Amen. And everything that we prayed for, everything that we desire to see, everything that we have, amen, everything that we call on God for, he is going to do it. Because faith's going to make a way. Come on, cry out to God. Call out to God, man. Shout out to God with a voice of triumph. Don't be afraid to call out to God to help you through your problems. Don't be afraid to call out to God to break the chains of darkness. Don't be afraid to call out to God for you to take a step closer to him. Don't be afraid to call out to God. Amen. Don't be afraid to call out to God for help. He loves us. He cares about us. Amen. He wants us to win. He wants us to win. Amen, amen. Hebrews 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but I know who holds tomorrow. Amen. I don't know what's going to happen next week, but guess who's in next week? Waiting for me to show up. He has everything in control. It's a fixed fight. We're victorious people. We have to remember that we are victorious people. Don't ever live with your head hanging down low. Brother Arnold said, cut the string. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Put your head back up and shout out to God with a voice of triumph. Because we serve a mighty God. A mighty God we serve. Yes, we serve a mighty God. I guess this message was for me, Brother Joe. I feel good. I feel good. I could go home and sleep like a... I mean, I've been... My wife will tell you, I'm laying in bed. I'm like, man, it snowed. And normally when it snows, I'm the first one out shoveling because I know she has to go to work. Covers over my head. I'm not moving. Why am I going through this? Why am I going through this? I got cameras over my all around my house. So I'm. The driveway shovel. Thank God. Let me tell you something. When you're in the fire, it don't feel good. It don't feel good. But you know what feels real good when you're in the fire? Jesus standing with you. You don't feel a thing. You're going through it, but you don't feel it. Because he's right there with you. But sometimes we forget that he's right there with us. We forget. Don't be easily. Don't easily forget that God is right there with us. Faith won't make you forget. Faith will remind you that greater is he that's in you. That's he that's in the world. So the things that's going on outside, let it go on. You inside. Amen, you inside. You locked in with Jesus and he's locked in with you. Amen. I hope I did a good job. And I hope that you got something out of it. Because God knows I needed and still do need faith to get through every situation that comes upon us. We don't like the problems, but the problems are there to make us stronger. Amen. Israel won't be Israel without going through problems. You won't be who you are without you going through some problems. I won't say embrace the problems, embrace God. And the problems will work itself out. God will make a way because we exhibit some faith. Amen?
Amen?
So if you have a problem tonight, please don't leave church without crying out to God and having some problems disappear. Go home with a bounce in your step. Go home with some renewed strength that you're not going home alone. You're not going to face the problem alone. Sickness has to leave because we have faith in God. Financial problem has to get away because we have God. Whatever problem, whatever situation, have to go because we have God. We serve a mighty God. And if we don't feel like it's going to go, then we have a problem. But God don't have a problem. And he has proved it over and over in his word. Is there anything too hard for God? God forbid. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. Come on, let's sing it.
Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. Let's sing it again. Hallelujah. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. Oh, yes, you don't need a whole lot. Use what you've got.